The following program is brought to you by the friends and partners of Bobby Hogan Ministries.
I prophetically decree to somebody under my voice, your wait is over. Your change is beginning right now.
We are so glad. I'm so glad you are watching, listening to Kingdom Living. It's going to be an amazing broadcast as we go into a service in progress where I am preaching, teaching on the subject of faith. The one thing God always honors, faith. Let's go right now into Kingdom Living International Headquarters, Fort Smith, Arkansas, into the service in progress.
How was the world framed? By words. How will your world be framed? By words. God said. King James Version says, God said, let there be light, and there was light. Go back to the original. It says, God said, light be, light was. There wasn't no struggle. There wasn't no battle. There was so much power in his words. He said, light be, light was. How many times did God say, light be? How many times did he come back to see if what he said had been done? After Jesus cursed that fig tree, he didn't come slipping back around to see if it was dead. He knew it was dead. God said, light be, light was. He said it one time. He didn't say it 21 times. I command you, come out, devil. I command you, come out, devil, devil. I said you, come out, devil, come out. No, we have the power and the authority in Jesus' name to speak one time and say, light be and light come. Devil go and devil go. Come on, sickness healed and sickness is healed. Come on, I'm trying to prove to you that we have a power inside of us called faith to begin to call things into existence. Amos said, the Bible says in Ephesians 1:5-1 out of the Amplified, be imitators of God. Talk like God. Nobody's going to get this. God created Adam, Genesis 2:7. And the Lord God formed man from the dust of the earth and breathed into man the breath of life, and man became a living soul. A more correct translation from the Hebrew is man became a speaking spirit. The revelation most of God's people don't have is we are spirits. We live in a body and possess a soul. But the real you is a spirit. That's why when your old body, the Bible calls it a tabernacle, when it goes back to dust, your spirit's going to live on. You'll live in the presence of God in a place called heaven, or you're going to live in a place called hell. Come on. You are a spirit that lives in a body and possesses a soul, but never get it wrong. You are a spirit. Hallelujah. The Bible says God breathed. Genesis 2:7, form, better definition, put into visible shape. I like what one preacher said. He said when God made Adam, he got a mirror and he created an image that looked just like him. And he said if you could have put that first man next to God, you wouldn't have known who was God and who was man, because man looked just like God. But he didn't have no life. So God, after he had reached down, took a bunch of dirt, amen, created this man that looked just like him. Then he breathed into man the breath of life. I said it a few weeks ago. When you inhale, you take what's out and put it in. When you exhale, you take what's in and put it out. And when God went, he literally put part of him in man. Come on, part of his characteristics, part of his abilities, come on, part of his knowledge went into man. And now, see, God had said in Genesis 1, let there be, let there be, let there be. God said, let there be light. Amen. I love that story. God said, let there be light. And he didn't create a sun or moon until, he didn't create a sun or moon until the fourth day. But on the first day, the world lit up. How could the world light up without a sun or moon? Because of the power of his word. Come on. There was so much power in his word. When God said, let there be light, there didn't have to be a sun, didn't have to be a moon. There was so much power in his word that the whole world lit up until the fourth day when God finally created sun and moon. So God, let there be light, there was light. God said. Now the first man comes along. And the Bible says in Genesis 2 verse 20, he named the animals. Not God, Adam. Man standing there, Adam, and animals started walking by. And Adam said, you're going to be called a giraffe. You're going to be called an elephant. You're going to be called a zebra. Whatever God said, whatever man said, that's what God said it is. Come on, now man had the same ability to call things as God had. May I say, you can call things. You can name things. Come on, you can talk to things. You can talk to that house you can't afford. Come on, you can talk to that car that's above your budget. You can talk to your prodigals. You can talk to that job you want. Is anybody in the house? You can speak. Adam named things. God brought them to man, and man said, God says, whatever you say, that's what it is. Then the first woman was created. But who named her woman? Not God. Adam said, she shall be called woman. Adam named animals. Adam named his helpmate. You have power just like God and just like Adam to call things into existence. Hallelujah. Come on. You have authority in your voice. You have the ability. You have the characteristic of God inside of you. Somebody give him praise. Did you ever notice in the ministry of Jesus, 99% of what Jesus did, he did it with words. He said to the blind, said to the crippled, said to the sick, be healed. Your servant is healed. Your son is healed. Be thou whole. He didn't go into a prayer meeting. He prayed before he went to the people. He would spend all night in prayer on the mountain, come down to the people. He didn't have to pray. He had already prayed. Now he had power. Come on. He prayed all night, so now he had power, so he didn't have to pray. He just said, your servant is healed. Your son is healed. You are made whole. Come on. He spoke it. He spoke to the storm. He spoke to the fig tree. He spoke to Lazarus. I've preached about Lazarus so much, but I got a new understanding. When he said, Lazarus, come forth, the Bible says, Lazarus, come forth. He had been dead for 4 days, which means decay sets in after 3 days, which means his body had started decaying. Might have had a part of an ear missing. Amen. Maybe part of his fingers was gone. But when Jesus said, Lazarus, come forth, whatever was missing, amen, it was replaced. Not only that, his heart hadn't beat for 4 days. Come on, somebody. His lungs hadn't pumped for 4 days. Come on. I'm telling you, nothing in his body operated for 4 days. But when Jesus said, Lazarus, come forth, there was enough authority in that voice that he got new lungs, he got new kidneys, he got a new heart. He walked out of that grave. Come on. He wasn't crippled. He wasn't maimed. Come on. He was made whole. Hallelujah. He was restored. I wish somebody would give God praise. That's the kind of God we serve. I've been preaching on this trip that we serve a God that has a warehouse full of body parts. He don't have to heal your heart. He can give you a new heart. He don't have to heal your lungs. He can give you new lungs. He don't have to heal your skin. He can give you new skin. But you got to speak to it.
I know you're being blessed by the preaching of God's word. Here's some things you need to know about, and I'll be right back. We have a very special offer for our television audience called the Prosperity Package. It consists of, number one, a bottle of Prosperity Anointing Oil. First time we've ever offered this to our television audience. Anoint your house, your business, your billfold, your checking book, your purse for prosperity. Now, it will not bring prosperity by just anointing something, but it positions you for prosperity as you move in faith. You must have your own bottle of Prosperity Anointing Oil. Number two, you'll receive a beautiful mezuzah to hang on the doorpost of your house or your business or church. The Bible tells us, Deuteronomy chapter 11, verse 20 and 21, to write the word and put it on the doorpost, that it may be as in the days of your forefathers when it was as heaven on earth. Think about that. You'll also receive instructions where to hang the mezuzah, information about it. Number three, you'll receive my book, The Isaac Harvest, How to Prosper in the Current Financial Crisis. The Bible tells us in Job chapter 5, verse 22, we can laugh at calamity and laugh at famine. And number four, you receive my book, The Lord Maketh Thee Rich. The Bible says the blessing of the Lord is rich and addeth no sorrow. You'll discover in this book that God's will is for you to be rich, to prosper, to be a blessing, so you can be a blessing. All this comes in the Prosperity Package for your seed of $50 or more to help us take this glorious message of hope and faith around the world. The information is on the screen, how you can contact our ministry. Simply request, tell the operator, if you write, you make it plain, however you sow, I want the Prosperity Package, a seed offering of only $50, and we will rush it to you. God bless you. Such an honor that you would watch and listen to Kingdom Living broadcasts. But I want to make known to you another opportunity. Not only by television can you connect to the prophet, but every Monday night, your prophetic connection, you can join by Bobby Hogan YouTube, Facebook, BobbyHogan.org, or by calling 319-527-9604. It's at 7 p.m. Central, 8 p.m. Eastern, and 5 Pacific. During this time, I prophetically teach, prophesy, make decrees, declarations. Sometimes a prophet will join with me. I want you to join us. That's every Monday night, 7 Central, 8 Eastern, 5 Pacific. Your prophetic connection. When you connect with the prophet, you will be blessed. Okay, I want us to get right back into this service, preaching on faith. God honors faith. We're talking about mountain-moving faith.
was listening to Norval Hayes. Just, I was listening yesterday to his testimony. Had a daughter, 16. He said she had the most horrible looking growths on her body, from her hands, arms, all the way to her feet. He said blood would ooze out. Those sores were everywhere. He said, I prayed 3 years for her to be healed. 3 years, and nothing happened. He said, one day God spoke to me, and God said, you need to start commanding, start speaking to her body. He said, I prayed 3 years, and I didn't know why it wasn't happening. And I went to God, said, God, why is nothing happening? He said, God told me, you got to start speaking to the sickness, speaking to those sores. He said, I started decreeing and declaring those sores was gone. Her skin was healed. He said, nothing happened the first day. He said, 40 days. I said it hundreds of times, hundreds of times. Girl, you are made whole. Your skin is normal. Those growths are gone. He said, it was the ugliest thing you ever seen. He said, I was in the house one day. My daughter was in there, ugliest hands you ever saw. And she was taking dresses and hanging them in the closet. He said, all of a sudden, she goes, ah! Said she comes running into the room I'm in. Said, Daddy, Daddy, look, look, Daddy, I got new hands. I got new hands. He said, I looked at her. He said, every one of those growths was gone. He said, God just didn't take the growths off of her arms and her body. He said, God give her brand new skin. Come on, come on, somebody. Do you really think, amen, that sickness is going to go just because you think it's going to go? You got to talk to it. You got to act like it's a rattlesnake. You got to say to that thing, you're not welcome in my body. My body is the temple of God. Jesus paid for my healing. You're a trespasser. You don't belong here. I'm a child of God. I'm a son of God. I'm a daughter of God. He took my stripes. I am healed. I am healed. Don't say it one time. Say it over and over. I am healed. I am healed. I was healed. I am healed. I was. Oh, come on, somebody. Give God praise. Oh, come on, clap your hands. Hallelujah. I said, hallelujah. I'm telling you, we're going this last day move. We're going to see God. Amen. We're going to see stuff out of the warehouse. We're going to see stuff come out of the warehouse. Body parts, new eyes, new eardrums. Hallelujah. God's got a big old warehouse. New skin. I love the stories in the Bible where people got new skin. The Bible says that Job's skin become like the skin of a youth after God restored him. When Naaman got baptized in the Jordan, the seventh time he come up, said he had new skin. Anybody in the house today? I'm talking about speaking. Come on, I'm talking about speaking. Come on, you can speak. Amen. I just come. The last church I was at was a covenant, new covenant in Henderson, North Carolina. And the pastor told me, he said, I had a situation in my body, he said, and I couldn't go out. He was a car salesman. He said, I sat there inside of my office, and I couldn't even walk out on the car lot. But he said, I started calling stuff in. I started calling customers in. Never went out to the parking lot, the car lot, where the cars were. I just sat at my desk and started speaking to the north, the south, the east, and the west. He said, I sold 30 cars in 1 month. He said, I sold more cars sitting in my office than I sold if I'd been out there on the lot. Come on, you got to speak. Amen. God said Ezekiel in a valley full of dry bones and said, talk to the bones. God didn't talk to him. Ezekiel talked to him. Hear ye the word of the Lord. Hear ye the word of the Lord. And bones come together. And out of the valley walked an army. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Joshua spoke to the sun and the moon. Moses talked to a rock. Lady with an issue of blood said, if I may but touch his clothes. She said it. And she touched his clothes, and what happened? She got whole. Speak the word, you tap into a limitless power. You know, when I first come into the revelation of speaking the word and decreeing and declaring, I was not strong in it, but I knew I got the revelation. I had to grow in it. See, sometimes you got to grow in faith. Well, I'm going to go out of here after hearing this message. I'm going to decree and declare I'll be a millionaire tomorrow at this time. But you couldn't believe for $10, how are you going to believe for a million? Sometimes you got to grow in it. You see God do little things and you believe for bigger things. But I was new in it. But I was in Philippines. And I might have told this a few days ago, weeks ago. Amen. And I just got the truth on speaking to things. And it was so hot in the Philippines. My, unbearable heat. And I preached in the city park. People was on the buses. People were in trees. They were everywhere. And I was preaching, sweating my head, and I was hurting. And I give an altar call. People come up to get saved. And I turn the service back to the pastor who was over the crusade. And I go back to the side. And I'm thankful that I'm through because I'm tired. My head's hurting. I'm sweaty. And I'm ready to go to my room. And he gets up and says, and now the man of God is coming back. And he's going to lay hands on everybody that's sick. Hallelujah. I didn't have no strength. I didn't really feel all of anointing. I guess I had it, but I didn't feel it. Just because you don't feel it don't mean you don't have it. Just because you don't feel faith don't mean you don't have it. Just because you got doubt in your head don't mean you got doubt in your heart. Faith's not of the head, faith's of the heart. Jesus never said if you can believe in your head, he said believe in your heart. Come on, I'm preaching better than you're responding. So he says, everybody's sick. And so they start lining up, and there's a big old line. And I'm telling you, amen, I said this morning, amen, I didn't have no strength. I was tired. So I did what, amen, I knew to do. I pulled out my spiritual credit card. Anybody ever pulled out your credit card? Didn't have no money, so you pulled out your credit card? Amen, I didn't have no strength. I didn't feel like I had much anointing. I pulled out my spiritual credit card. Hey, God, give it to me on credit. And they start coming by me. I'm standing there down on the main floor of the park, and they come by, and the first man or second man was on crutches, and then there was somebody in a wheelchair. And I just got the truth. Amen. Isaiah 55:11 says, so shall my word be that goeth forth out of my mouth. It shall not return unto me void. It shall accomplish what I please and prosper where it's sent. Amen. God's word don't return void. God's word don't return void. You send it forth. It has to come back, accomplishing what God wants it to accomplish. What does God want it to accomplish? Beloved, 3 John verse 2, I wish above all things you would prosper and be in health as your soul prospers. So I am laying hands on everybody, and I am saying to them, I command you to line up to 1 Peter 2:24. I command you to line up to Isaiah 53:5. I command your word, the word of God. I send it right now into your body. I send it to the throne. They were going by me in their wheelchairs. They were walking on by me on their crutches. Couldn't see no manifestation. But how many knows God's word always has a manifestation? I love those 24-hour miracles. Sometimes it's not 24 hours. Normal haze, it was 40 days. But I laid hands on people. I was speaking to their bodies, seeing no manifestation. All of a sudden, I hear a, ah! And I was praying, people coming from my left, and I heard the ah on my right, and I look around, and the man in the wheelchair was out of the wheelchair, and the one on crutches was waving his crutches. Come on, somebody. There's power in the word. There's power in his word. There's power in your word. And when you speak his word, you know what God said? He said, I give you my words. We can speak his word, and everything out of line has to line up.
This message is available to you. Simply request offer M, like mother, M. Request to offer M and enclose an offering, sow a seed of any size. Now, I know your faith is soaring. I want you to get me your important requests, those mountains in your life that need to be moved. I want to speak to those mountains. You tell the operator, if you write me however you correspond, I want the man of God to speak to this mountain. You agree with me. And I'm telling you, there's not a mountain that cannot be removed. To everybody this week that was sow a seed of any size, I want to send you a mezuzah to hang on the door of your house. Listen to what the Bible says. Deuteronomy 11, verse 20 and 21. And thou shalt write them upon the doorpost of thy house. Now listen to this. That your days may be multiplied, and the days of your children, in the land which the Lord sware unto your fathers to give them, as the days of heaven on earth. This mezuzah that I want to send you has in Hebrew and in English, Deuteronomy 6, verse 4 through 9, where it says, Hear, O Israel, the Lord our God is one. And you shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, all your soul, and with all your strength. And you shall write the words on the doorpost of your house. Simply request, offer D. I want to send you absolutely free a beautiful mezuzah to hang on your door in obedience to God's word. We get these from Israel or an Israel company. It's not a good luck charm. It is simply letting God know, the devil know, your neighbors know, cancer know, death know, this house belongs to God. Take advantage of this offer. So don't let it slip by. For your seed of any size, your seed will help us continue reaching around the world, but will also cause you to have an amazing harvest. It is impossible to sow into the anointing upon my life and upon this ministry and not be blessed. Some of you can sow a seed of 500 a day, 100, 200, 50. But for any seed sowed into this worldwide ministry, I want to send you this mezuzah. Faith always works. Send me the mountains in your life. Call the operator, write me however. This is the mountain I want the man of God to speak to. And I'm going to speak to it in Jesus' name.
This broadcast has been brought to you by the friends and partners of Bobby Hogan Ministries. If you have been blessed by this prophetic broadcast, prayerfully consider sowing a seed and help us continue preaching the word with a message of faith and hope. You may contact the ministry by calling 479-755-8888 or writing to us at Kingdom Living P.O. Box 2665, Fort Smith, Arkansas 72902. You may also visit our website at www.bobbyhogan.org.